Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the Silsila Treasures of Wisdom from Durban, South Africa. And we hope and pray that you and your families are keeping well and are in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Well, dear viewers of Madani channel, today, alhamdulillah, we have a very beautiful topic of discussion. And that is the wisdom in reciting salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to join me to discuss this beautiful topic, I have with me in studio none other than Mawlana Abdul Qadir Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi himself.
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, mashallah. Mawlana Sahib, our topic for today is the wisdom in reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are so many wisdoms in reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, today we will be going through those wisdoms, and together with that, there are, you know, beautiful and fascinating stories that have been documented with regards to those individuals who recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how it changed their lives. You know, they are people who go through various different problems in their life, right? Various different forms of difficulties. Some go through deaths. Some go through maybe wanting to have children. Some go through maybe wanting to get married, finding the right spouse. And at times, people may look towards other avenues in order to achieve that, right? But if a person sincerely, wholeheartedly recites salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in their heart placing their plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sincerely, miracles happen. You know, there has been so many incidents where there was a person in debt, right? And not only one, but there are many incidents like this where whilst people are in debt, they do not know what to do, where to turn, where to go. And just because of, you know, reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their debt has been totally cleared out. How beautiful is this, Mu'asab?
The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salat upon him, it is actually a proof of his love.
Definitely.
You know, if you claim to love someone,
right?
Let's say, for example, we claim to love our children.
Ji.
And we don't provide for them, we don't think about them, we don't provide shelter for them, food for them, then our love will be questioned.
Right. What kind of love is that now?
Yes.
Right.
And let's say, for example, the whole day goes by and you don't think of your children. Then your love is questioned in that case.
Right.
And here, our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should extend all the other love. Love for the children, love for the parents, love for the entire humanity.
Subhanallah.
Now, in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين, that you cannot become a believer until I become dearer to you than your parents, your children, and the rest of the people.
Subhanallah.
Now, in this case, if he is beloved to us,
right,
then the sign of love should be that we should follow his sunnah. We should fulfill his rights. And one of the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over us is to send salawat upon him.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
A sign of his love is to send salawat upon him. Subhanallah. The Quran commands us to recite salawat and salam in abundance, excessively. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. There's emphasis there.
Right.
And in our beautiful environment of Dawat Islam, we learn that what substitutes the lowest number that can substitute to excess abundance,
right,
that is 313.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. If we do not manage to do that, then we must know that we are lacking.
313 salawat daily.
Daily, yes. Uh-huh. Daily upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regards this durood that we send upon him as a gift. This is our gift for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how happy we feel inside, you know, when we are presenting somebody with a gift, the loved ones, subhanallah. Imagine presenting this gift of salat and salam to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is another feeling altogether. And when we read salat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must feel it from within.
Yes. Not just
with
say it like that.
Sincerity. Uh-huh. Yes. When you expressing the sentiments of love to someone, do you just say it?
Not at all.
Yes.
You put your whole, you know, heart in into that.
Exactly.
Right.
It's not merely a lip service. It's not just ranting something over and again, you know, like a parrot.
Right.
But it must come with sincerity, with that feeling. This is a gift we are sending to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not merely some words we are uttering.
Yeah.
You know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take your time. Feel it, what you are saying, who you are conveying your love, your gift in the bargah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Durood Sharif is that ibadah, Sayyidi, that is never rejected by Allah.
Allah, Allah.
We may be performing many different types of ibadat, and there is no guarantee that any of them are being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chances are that they can all be thrown back at our faces.
Allah.
That is a very big possibility. But here, Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that form of worship which is never rejected by Allah
subhanahu
wa ta'ala. We are not the one who is doing it. We are not befitting to send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we ask Allah, O Allah,
subhanallah,
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we implore you, we seek you to send this durood in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing, how can it be rejected?
Allah,
Allah. And here, a very beautiful parable that is mentioned.
Ji.
A great muhaddith, a great imam, a contemporary scholar of in the time of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that one day I saw a man, right, and he was in the proximity of the Holy Kaaba making tawaf, and I noticed that this person is only reading Durood Sharif in everything, all the rituals, Hajj rituals, Hajj rites that he is performing,
right,
he only reads Durood Sharif. Nothing else. Only Durood.
Only Salawat.
Yes. And every step that he took, he continued to recite Durood Sharif. Finally, I had to go and ask him the reason for this. And I asked him, you don't recite Tasbih, Tahleel and so on, Talbiyah. You only recite in Durood Sharif. What is the reason? What is the wisdom behind it? He said, listen, had you not been one of the great muhaddithin of the time, I would have not bothered to answer your question. But since you are a person of such a high caliber asking me, I feel it necessary to reveal the secret.
Subhanallah.
He says that there was a time when I was traveling to Hajj with my father, and death approached my father at this time on the journey. And when he passed away, his face turned black. And his stomach gloated.
Allah.
There was bloatedness in the stomach and it bulged out.
Right.
And his state was terrible because of his sins. And then once that happened, I fell asleep that night. When I fell asleep, I saw a man, a very handsome man. And he came and he rubbed his hand over the body of my father. And all the darkness that was there in his face went away.
Allah.
The bloatedness that was there, it calmed down. And he was looking ever so bright.
SubhanAllah.
And I asked him, who are you and what have you done? He said, I am your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And your father, though he was a sinner, he used to recite Durood upon me
Allah
excessively.
Allah.
And due to that, I have come here to help you. And when he was about to pass away, when he was breathing his last, he called out to me, Ya Rasulullah.
Allah.
And I came here responding to his call, his need, that he was in need of me. So this is how I fulfill the needs of those who recite salat upon me excessively. And I will also make intercession for him, inshallah.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are the blessings of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such that we gain success and salvation, not only in this world, but we also receive success and salvation in the hereafter as well. You know, on the day of Qiyamah, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will be seated on his throne and he would be wearing two heavenly garments. And then he would see the angels taking a particular individual, dragging him towards the fire of Jahannam. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam would say that, Ya Ahmad, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of your ummati is being dragged towards the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go and would see that this person, he has hardly any good deeds and his scale of bad deeds, they are much more heavier. What will Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says that I would put my hand into my pouch and I would take out a piece of paper. I would place this paper on top of the scale of this person's good deeds. And then this person would be saved from going towards the fire of Jahannam. And he would be taken now towards Jannah. This person would be surprised and astonished, like, how did I get saved? What did I do? I mean, I had no good, I hardly had good deeds. I had mostly bad deeds, and yet I've been saved. So this person would go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and would say that, what has saved me? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that this piece of paper that I have placed on your scale of good deeds, it was your one recitation of salawat that you have sent and recited upon me. And due to that, you have been saved from going to the fire of Jahannam and you have gained salvation and now entering into Jannah. SubhanAllah, just because of reciting sincerely one time salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to think about it. Why would the difficulties of those who recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not be solved? Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, jazakallah munasab. You know, you have, just by listening to these few ash'ar of this beautiful kalam, it has indeed rejuvenated our hearts and put us in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon whoever recites salawat upon me once. Now, the scholars mention that a single mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than the world and everything that it contains. So what do you think of the person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon? How many calamities will Allah azza wa jal distance from the servant through these 10 mercies? And how many blessings will the servant receive from them? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sheikh Abu Ata'illah rahimahullah, he mentions that a single mercy of Allah azza wa jal bestowed upon a person, it suffices the latter for all their affairs in this world and in the hereafter as well. Now imagine the state of a person upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows 10 mercies. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Sheikh Abu Abdullah al-Rasla rahimahullah writes and says that mercy means bounties. Those who send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal grants bounties upon them in the world, in this world, as well as in the hereafter. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Rasam, you know, the beautiful and famous worldwide known salami that we read of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, Mustafa Jani Rahmat Bilakhu Salam. Rasam, if these ash'ar, if you could, you know, for the benefit of our viewers of Madani channel, you know the meaning of this ash'ar, what does it mean?
Subhanallah, Mustafa Jani Rahmat Bilakhu Salam. Millions of salam upon the chosen one, Mustafa Jani Rahmat, who is the soul of mercy.
Subhanallah.
And Shame Bazme Hidayat Bilakhu Salam. And he is the candle of the legislative assembly of the Prophet. Of those who guide, meaning the Prophet alayhi wasalam,
and this is also
salam be upon him.
And this is also reciting salawat upon Rasulullah.
Yes, definitely.
Sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Sayyidi al-Hazrat, this is the instance of sending millions of salam.
Right.
Then it comes to sending billions of salam. Kaabe ke badrudduja, tum pe karodo durud.
Subhanallah.
Taiba ke shamsudduha, tum pe karodo durud. Subhanallah. And as many times as we can read, and while we are reading Salami, Amir Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah says that we shouldn't skip this verse.
Mustafa
Jani Rahmat Bilakhu Salam. Then we are actually cutting down on the mercy that is being descended upon us. The mercy that is being showered upon us by the recitation of Salat upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Same is the case when we say Sallallahu Alaihi.
Right.
And we don't say Wasallam.
So we should say it full.
Yes. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi, may Allah azza wa jal send blessings upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And salam, peace. The durood and salam, it's the combination of both, subhanallah. So why, you know, if you're doing it, do it by all means. Don't do half-heartedly, you know.
Right.
Don't leave it in the middle.
Do it complete.
Yes, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. The reviews of Madani channel. One of the objectives, one of the wisdoms, you know, and benefits of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? By acting upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala commanded us, instructed us to send the salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, by us sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Murana Sahib has mentioned, that one fulfills the right held by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over them. You know, it is also mentioned that when you forget something and you had it in your mind and instantly it just disappeared from your mind, you forgot. And now you're scratching your head, you're trying to think, you're looking here and there, trying to get it back, trying to recall, trying to remember what you had forgotten. Instead of scratching your head, scratching your hair, looking here, there, ulama have mentioned that send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sincerely, you forget something, you will remember it due to the blessings of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. you are in difficulty, recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You maybe want a child, recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You want a pious spouse, recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whatever lawful ambitions that you have, whatever lawful wishes and desires that you have, you want to pass your examinations with flying colors, you want to top the class, you want to have a career, a lawful career, recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because this is the greatest wazifa that you could recite, is salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will see how much of barakah, how much of blessings, how much of mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower upon you. Do you know that even an angel will help you when you recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Once Shaykh Abu Bakr al-Shibli al-Baghdadi rahimahullah, he recalls and he says that, I saw my deceased neighbor in my dream and asked, how did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you? The neighbor replied and he said that I faced a lot, immense difficulty, such that I was unable to answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. And at that point, I began to think to myself that, did I die with Iman? Did I die upon Islam? And whilst I was thinking this, at that point, a voice said that this punishment is for speaking without reason in the world. The angels of punishment, they surrounded me, they encircled me. And at that time, a beautiful, fragranted man stepped in between myself and them. And he told me the answers to Munkar and Nakir's questions. And whatever he was saying, I was repeating it, what I heard. So, alhamdulillah, I answered them correctly and the punishment was lifted from me. So I asked that individual, who are you? And he replied that I was created due to your abundant recital of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I was given the responsibility of helping you whenever you face any difficulty. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we see that this person got saved, got help through an angel that aided him in answering the questions of Munkar and Nakir. How? Through reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this, there is a very beautiful point here, that when an angel can come to help us in our grave due to the abundant recital of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then most definitely Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also be there in our grave to help us as well. Why would he not be there? We are sending salawat upon him, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only that, but also on the day of Qiyamah, on the bridge of Sirat, that bridge which is thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than the edge of a sword, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that salawat upon me is light on the bridge of Sirat. You want your path to be enlightened, you want your path when we are going to be walking on that bridge of Sirat to be lit up, Today we will not take candles, etc., or a torch. No, our light at that time will be our recitation of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya ilahi, jab chalo, tarikh raha hai pul sirat. Ya ilahi, jab chalo, tarikh raha hai pul sirat. Aftaabe haashmi, nurul huda ka saas ho. Ya ilahi, jab se shamshir par chalna pade, Rabbi sallim kehne wale zada ka saas ho.
Amin bijah.
Amin bijah. Ameen, subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we worry about the well-being of our body, of our soul. And, you know, when it comes to our body, we take so much of caution, so much of care. And here, a very pious person has mentioned that the well-being of our body is in eating less. That is the well-being of the body, to eat less. And the well-being of the soul is in reducing one's sins, not to be committing sins. And the well-being for one's religion, for one's deen is what? That lies in reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should also every day make it a habit to always recite at least 313 times daily salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us go and enrich and rejuvenate our body, our heart, our soul and our mind by listening to a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this kalam sincerely, because these types of kalams definitely increases our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will be back thereafter to continue discussing this beautiful topic, wisdom in reciting salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo madine, آقا بلالو مدینے، گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آ کر کروں روتے ہوئے کعبے کا میں طواف، آ کر کروں روتے مکے کے جلوے پھر دکھائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میرے مدینے کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، رب کی عبادت کی مجھے توفیق چاہیے، فرمائیے حق سے دعائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی آقا بلالو مدینے آقا بلالو مدینے آقا بلالو مدینے آقا بلالو مدینے بعد آپ کے غرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا بعد آپ کے ہرگز نہ آئے گا نبی نیا واللہ ایمان ہے میرا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی گنبدین بلا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی آقا سنگری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش آقا سنگری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش ایماں پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی میرے مدینے میں شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے روز قیامت بخشوا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی آقا بلالو مدینے آقا بلالو مدینے آقا بلالو مدینے آقا بلالو مدینے اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا اب وقت رحلت آ گیا جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑھا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی گنبدینِ خضرا بلا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبدِ خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی آقا بلالو مدینے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ What a beautiful kalam indeed these kalams they really touch our heart they touch our soul and it increases our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we need to always recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and do you know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pleased with the salawat of his ummah yes Sheikh Yusuf bin Ismail Nabhani rahimahullah he explains how Imam Ghazali rahimahullah was asked a question about salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he replied that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is pleased at the recital of salawat by his ummah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So when we recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this makes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam pleased and happy with us. Don't we want that? We want to be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, such a day where, you know, mankind will be wondering, every person will be worried about their own self. Nafsi nafsi idhabu ila ghayri. But on that day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that the one who recites the most salawat upon me in this world will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. If we want the close company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our only way is to always continuously, abundantly recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
SubhanAllah, Sayyidi, salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As we say in our day-to-day life, our relationships with the loved ones, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
And if you don't go visit your family and see to your siblings and parents and so on, there comes a time when, let's say siblings mostly, you know, when there's a distance, and sometimes it is said that distance makes the hearts grow fonder.
Right.
But it is said in a particular scenario. Maybe a day or two, then you come back, you were missed. But if you go AWOL for one year, 2 years, maybe 10 years, then slowly the memory fades away.
Right.
And the ummati who claims to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he must send reminder that, Ya Rasulullah, I'm your ummati, I'm sending durood upon you.
This is very important.
And when we leave doing this, when we abandon this reminder and this recitation of salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this gift that we supposed to send in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then what happens? It is mentioned about a person's account that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam appeared in his dream.
Right.
And he is trying to draw his attention towards him. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam doesn't recognize him.
Allah.
And then he says, Ya Rasulullah, you're not even talking to me. You're not paying attention towards me. What happened? Are you displeased with me? Said, I don't even know you.
Allah, Allah.
I said, but ulama have said that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam recognizes each and every ummah of his. He says, the ulama have spoken the truth. But have you ever sent me a reminder to remind me of you?
Allah, Allah.
That you exist? Have you sent salawat upon me so I remember you? So from that time, he started reading salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. And there came a time he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, yes, the more a person sends salawat upon me, the more I recognize that person. The more I acknowledge the recitation of salat and salam upon me, now I recognize you.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. What a beautiful parable this is, the views of Madani Channel. That, you know, if we want to be recognized by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our yardstick is reciting salawat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Shafaat karenge chukar har ghulam ka chehra huzur jaan le har ghulam ka chehra huzur jaan le.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have just about 2 minutes left before we conclude with today's beautiful episode. But before that, there's one very interesting narration. And that is, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to his beloved Prophet, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that, O Musa, do you wish that I become closer to you than your speech is to your tongue. Your innermost thoughts are to your heart. Your soul is to your body, and faculty of sight is to your eyes. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam replied and said, yes, O my Rabb, I desire that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that you are then to recite abundant salawat upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is how we would also gain the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you are ill, if you are sick, and you are running here and there, yes, we must take the means that are there. We must use the sources that are there. But together with that, also recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you would see your illness being removed, and you would be granted much, much better health than ever before, inshallah. So make it a habit to always recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you want to see success in this world as well as in the hereafter, inshallah. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom, treasures.